Welcome back to this very special new episode of Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of Podcasts. It's a very special day, or actually the special day was 3 days ago because I finished my 1 year long daily art challenge where I made art for exactly 365 days. So it's kind of crazy to me that I stuck to the habit for so long. And of course, there were days when I didn't feel like it or when I didn't even do much. But I think every day counts. And especially towards the end, I've developed a very beautiful way of working and just a state of disciplined work that really feels good and that feels aligned with me. And what I did in this time is I created posts on Instagram regularly where I kind of collected my learnings. And I think it's wonderful. And I just want to go over those learnings really quickly with you. And I want to preface this by saying, just know that whatever you set your mind to, you can also achieve. There is no cap. There is no limit. There is no reason for you to believe that you can't do something. Because if I could do it, you can do it too. And you can do it with whatever you set your mind to. That's just, you know, to preface this. So maybe my learnings help you and there's something that inspires you. So I want to go over them really quickly. At the beginning, I realized that it's important to just start. You know, certainty comes from action. And if you do it for yourself and have fun doing it, it's easier for you to direct your attention and thereby your energy. When my challenge went on, it was more important to persist, to be consistent and flexible, because slow and steady wins the race. And I realized that it's really me against me and not against anyone else. So that's how I learned balance. I learned to push myself in a healthy way, and I learned when to stop pushing. And I think that's really important. It was also about letting go a lot, learning to have no expectations, to respect really every kind of progress and let the work unfold naturally. And I think that letting go of expectations is really important in general, not just when you're doing something like this, because you often stand in your own way when you are too tightly gripping on an outcome that you wish for. Again, it was about persistence. It was about keeping my challenge going, getting up when I fell, forgiving myself for not making the progress or the progress that I wanted to, that I wished for. And the next step, which was still quite at the beginning, was really about listening to my intuition. It was about building a solid relationship with myself by being open towards the nudges from my intuition, from my heart and gut, because it's important to be your own best friend, really. And I also learned that it's important to rest when you're tired, because pushing yourself constantly is not good. I was sick for about a week. And I just stopped my project because I couldn't do anything. So it was actually not 365 days long. It was a little longer, but I didn't count the pause days, so to say. The challenge was also a lot about learning to be bold and to be okay with slip-ups and okay with producing results that I wasn't 100% happy with. It's sometimes important to dare to mess up, because done is still better than perfect. And this feeling of freedom that I kind of tried to foster in myself, which worked better and better towards the end, was also very important, because I realized that I create for myself and not for an audience. I tried to free myself from fear of having to perform and having to be something. Being brave is something that we learn by doing, I feel, especially when it comes to art. So it worked very well. And I also learned to push through rough patches that are absolutely normal. Towards the end of my experiment, it was also a lot about learning to be okay to mess up and to give myself permission to mess up and to give myself permission to, you know, just leave behind what was, to incorporate my own history into my work and to just go for my dreams. And that's how I found a new sense of alignment with my true self, I'd say, or more than it was the case before. And I tried to do things that made me feel more alive, and I worked in a way that allows me to follow my passion and my heart feeling. And that's what led me to creation and to stop overthinking, to stop worrying about what the audience will say, and create momentum and the life I desire. And that was kind of cool. I absolutely fell in love with what I do, with God, with my creator, and with who I am, which I'm so grateful for. And in the end, it was about reaping the benefits. Like, it was a lot about staying consistent, which definitely paid off. It was about being courageous, because love beats fear, and about celebrating my successes, which I haven't really done properly, but that's sort of everything I learned. So to sum this up, I would say my three top learnings would be, first, to not have any expectations, but to have a vision. A second one would be to live by the credo, done is better than perfect. And the third one would be to really love myself and celebrate myself. Yeah, that was kind of everything I learned from 365 Days of Art. I really hope you enjoyed this. If you did, please make sure to subscribe and to rate my podcast wherever you're listening. And next week, I'll be back with a new episode. Stay tuned. Bye.